Number three, you see, this thing we call speaking in tongues, look at me, everybody, look at me. We have missed a lot in it. Those who taught us speaking in tongues taught us that every time you open your mouth, you are doing the same thing. Speaking in tongues has dimensions, and all those dimensions have allocations in the spirit for what they achieve. Just because it looks like you are doing the same thing, so you think every time you are speaking in tongues, this mystery is activated by speaking. There is the speaking in tongues that is for intercession. There is the speaking in tongues that is engaging a mystery that makes the spirit of God to start searching the deep things of God. It's not just that because you open your mouth, you are praying. I'm going to guide you. You will understand what I'm saying shortly. It is the mystery of speaking in an unknown tongue. Listen. But the goal is not intercession, nor supplication. The goal is a system of reception. That speaking in tongues is not only an instrument for intercession. There is a dimension of tongues that you speak to receive. You receive things in the spirit by engaging that mystery. Not just interceding for sinners, not just praying. There is a dimension of the hidden wisdom of God that every time you begin to utter tongues with that revelation and with that consciousness, the Holy Spirit does not just come as an intercessor. It's a message you are sending to the Spirit that I am in need of a mystery. And the Holy Spirit says, I get the message you are saying. There is a way you can pray that he knows I'm interceding for a sinner. He joins you. There is a way you can pray, but that there is a tongue you can utter from the earth. That is a message to the Holy Ghost. I am stranded. I need something for my glory. And he goes and starts to search. Most of us think every time we pray in tongues, because it sounds the same, you think you are saying the same thing. Those who have taught praying in tongues have only taught it with respect to accessing spiritual power. Like, okay, power, if you want power, just pray in tongues. Or if you want to feel like you're a prayer warrior, there are all kinds of dimensions. The same electricity powers a keyboard, the same electricity powers fan, the same electricity, but there is a way you can channel it. There is a dimension of tongues that is not for intercession. It is a dimension. The moment you utter it, the Spirit of God goes to the mind of the Father, that the end of that tongue is a revelation of something you did not know before you started praying. That tongue cannot stop with you say amen and you go back. No way. No way. You don't just pray and finish. The one you are praying, when you pray, just say, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I give you all the glory because you were interceding and you were building up your spirit man. But that when you engage this tongue, something must lead God and manifest physically. You can hold it and say, this is the answer. I give you thanks. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel. A king came and said, tell me my dream and the interpretation, otherwise I will destroy you. Daniel showed us. I don't know what Daniel did in the night. He said, king, there is no man that can know this thing. Oh. He said, but wait, before you kill us, give me time. In the night when others will help that lady, please. In the night when I don't know what Daniel did, but all I know is that Daniel tapped into a frequency in the spirit, and Daniel received this. Let me tell you this. Listen very carefully. I know this because there was a prayer Daniel was praying that made Gabriel to come to earth, not to fight, but to bring a message. It's in your Bible. He was praying a prayer. Many people say that, no, it was not just a prayer of warfare. Gabriel said, I am sent. Something about your prayer called heaven, I am come with the answer, understanding. And the Bible says, this mystery, God ordained this for our glory. Daniel was an ordinary man. These saints in the Bible were ordinary people. It is these mysteries that turned them to become like gods upon the earth. What kind of men are these? They want to kill somebody, and a human being with flesh and blood says, give me time. He goes to the secret place and says, King, I have your answer. And the king looked at him. The dreamer forgot his dream. The dreamer forgot his dream. And someone went to bed and all of a sudden came back. This one is not word of knowledge, oh. This is a download of a strategy. Word of knowledge gives you in part. This one comes to give you an information. Imagine what that would do to your life. Imagine that you can tap. Let me tell you, listen. Without this strategy, you will never move forward in life. You will get to points where you will stay grounded. Nothing on earth has the capacity to move you. And the Spirit of God just stands, oh, I'm born again. Ba, 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 ba. You can pray for 3 hours and intercede for everybody. And the Holy Ghost will say, if you know, this is what Apostle Paul. That guy was a dangerous guy. That Paul, you see. Paul came and saw the believers and knew what was wrong. He knew what was wrong with their spiritual life. You guys are zealous. You guys pray all the time. But there's something you don't have. Let me teach you. Remember, they were filled with the Holy Ghost already. What he did in chapter 12, 14 was to explain to them. But Paul saw that they were not maximizing certain things. He said, let me teach you. You see all these mysteries I share. Let me show you how they come. This is Paul teaching now. Paul says, I am ordinary. Some of the apostles knew Jesus before me, but I was taught this mystery. And every time I engage it, it was while Paul was doing this that the Holy Ghost brought him a mystery. He said, church, let me arrange the gifts of the Spirit now in a way that will profit the body. That's not normal. You don't do that by education.
He was speaking mysteries again. Lamak Sabatanai. This was the language of angels. Paul said, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, there are different kinds of languages. Hallelujah. See, heavenly languages are so powerful. Look at one word, mene. You know what it means? Convert it to your English. Mene, just 4 words in the spirit. It means, O King, you have been weighed in a balance and you have been found wanting. Imagine what happens when you pray in tongues. 4 words to be broken down in earth realm means you have all of that long sentence in one word. So when I begin to pray, Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, upon as many whose hearts are open, Father, the anointing, the real anointing for signs, for wonders, parigado shalentara makata brakatos kebarata, inside, outside, especially upon men and women of God, I decree and declare, let this grace for signs and wonders fall upon you now, in the name of Jesus. Fall upon you now, for your church, for your fellowship, for your prayer group. I say it again, for your church, for your fellowship, for your prayer group. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The spirit of wisdom. There is a spirit of wisdom. It says, doth not wisdom cry? Wisdom speaking says, with me are... He says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. He says, with me are riches, wealth and honor, yea, durable riches and righteousness. I declare, the grace to know what to do is called the spirit of wisdom. the grace to know what to do. Let it come upon you right now. Let it come upon you right now. Let the spirit of wisdom come upon you right now. Let the spirit of wisdom come upon you right now. Please help those under the anointing. Talabarus kanamahashanas. Ratakapalusas yadas. I want to release favor. The grace that can make a king say up to half of my kingdom. There is a grace for favor. I testify to you people of the living God, there is a grace for favor. It is not of him that runneth, nor of him. It is not of him that runneth. What's the scripture? Winneth, nor of him that runneth, but of the Lord that showeth mercy. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. And the reason why you have mercy is because the time to favor her, yea, the set time. Favor will take away hardship from your life, not just financially, even spiritually. I decree and declare, Zakapo Shambraka Poseneas, Elekate Pradeko Sonomakata, receive the grace for favor. It's coming upon you. Receive the grace for favor. Receive the grace, favor in ministry, favor in business, favor in ministry, favor in business, favor in ministry, favor in business, in the name of Jesus. Every geography has its favor. May the favor associated with your geography, if it was on the rocks, the king built on the rocks, it was an advantage. If it was the sea, they channeled the water for productivity. Every territory has access to favor. I declare that the favor apportioned for your territory, let it rest upon you right now. I want to pray for the spirit of revelation to make all men see the fellowship of this mystery. Let me tell you this. I confess to you sincerely under God that by the privilege of God's grace, I'm a student of the word. But I can tell you this, no matter how frequent you read this, there is a spirit that must come on you for your eyes to see. Otherwise, sometimes you will see, but what you will see is error. Sometimes what you will see will deceive you. I'm praying for you. We need revelation. We need revelation. We need revelation. We need revelation. Some of you started with a rich deposit of this spirit. But as it is right now, you open scripture and you don't see anything. All you continue to do is copy the messages of men of God. Verbatim, I declare that a unique grace for revelation, let it rest upon you right now. Access, insight, access, insight, access, insight into the mysteries of the kingdom. This is the year of extraordinary fruitfulness. I believe there is a grace for wealth. I believe it. I believe there are principles for wealth. I believe there are understandings that can bring resources. But I believe there is a grace. There is an exact spiritual grace that works by causing men to come with their blessings. When that grace came upon Saul, three men holding two loaves of bread each saluted him and gave him one. In the name that is above all names, in this season that God has ordained for the body, that in addition to the prosperity of our souls, in addition to understanding influence and the principles of spiritual transformation, let the grace that can cause a man to rise and become as strong as a nation financially, may that grace rest upon you. May that grace rest upon you. May that grace rest upon you. In the name of Jesus, I believe there is a grace that shields men from destruction. He said, destroy it not, for there is a blessing in it. Don't touch this one. There is something upon it. I decree and declare, let the mark that exempts men from terrorism, from kidnapping, from assassination, from accidents, the grace that exempts, receive it right now. For you and for your family, receive it right now. Receive it right now. I declare that whatever you have lost coming here, it doesn't matter how long, please believe, release your faith. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command a sevenfold restoration. I command a sevenfold restoration. Restoration of anointings, of money, of ideas, of relationships, of access, of illumination. In the name of Jesus. I pray for every ministry represented here. Whatever has cramped your wings so that your influence cannot spread beyond certain borders, I declare by the power of the Spirit, shift to a new dimension. Shift to a new dimension of teaching, of the miraculous, of the demonstration of the Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will multiply them. They will not be small. I will glorify them. They will not be few. Whatever keeps you small, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that power is broken over you now. All those trusting God for jobs here, you are trusting God, you have agreed with God and said, Lord, settle me, give me an honorable job. I release my faith with you and I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that by this time next month, let it please the Lord that you return with testimonies. Let me pray for those in business. Father, the grace that came upon Tyre and Sidon that made them to be called the marketplaces of the earth, I decree and declare that the spirit not only of innovation but the mastery to exchange your value, the grace, the fortitude to know how to exchange your value such that you are rewarded, may that grace come upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to every dying business here. Hear the word of the Lord. Come alive now in the name of Jesus. Everyone trusting God for the fruit of the womb, in the name of Jesus, whether for you or for your loved ones, we agree by the power that put Jesus in the womb of Mary, in the name that is above all names, is called the power of the highest, that can put a seed in the womb of a woman and keep that seed until it delivers. May that grace and that power come upon you now. We cause barrenness. We cause impotency. In the name of Jesus. Whoever has what it takes to favor you. The Bible says, withhold not good from them that is due when it is within your power. I declare, whoever has the power to support you, the power to help lift you, we compel them by the Spirit to favor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray in the name of Jesus. We are rounding up the prayer and fasting. Many of you have stretched your capacity spiritually. I declare the fire of prayer that can burn an incense and cause it to reach heaven. In the name of Jesus, every attack on your prayer life, Shagapo Sanaka Paragadosh, Reketelekoto Sobadia, let the seven lampstands of your prayer life be lit back right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the grace to travail. Receive the grace to pray. Any evil and wicked company and association around your life, You are not free till your association is free. I declare to you, you may be nice, but you are surrounded by wicked people who do not fear God. I declare a separation between you and the wicked. I declare right now, divine direction for people who are saying, Lord, what is the next step in this season? Should I stay here or should I go? The Bible says, and thine ear shall hear a voice. Listen, let me tell you, one mistake to miss the will of God can cost you years before you return. I declare accuracy of perception. In the name of Jesus Christ, that the God of heaven will give you peace by all means. In the name of Jesus. The last prayer point and we are done. Thou shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and thou shall put upon him some of your honor. Honor is a grace. It is transferable. Honor can be put upon a man. In the name of Jesus Christ, it says, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed you with an oil of gladness above your fellows. This is not in a competitive manner, but I pray for you, the grace that distinguishes men from the crowd, may that grace rest upon you now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be from tonight that miracles and testimonies that you have never seen in your life, we release them. Listen, listen. Noah released the dove from the ark after the rain. It returned back as proof that it did not have a resting place. Then he waited a while and returned, and it came back with a little olive, an almond, an olive plant, as a sign that life was restoring. He sent it back the third time and it did not come back again. This is how testimonies are. They can be sent and they return because the condition for them to stay is not there. And then they return again and say the anointing is now being introduced in that life. And by the third time, they are ready to be established. I pray for you. Every long-standing testimony that has already been released from the throne, and for whatever means has refused to be established in your life, I declare right now, in the name of Jesus, let that testimony manifest in your life now. Let that testimony manifest in your life now. Anyone that says over his dead body for you to succeed, may God answer their prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for all of those who have come from far. I agree with you. I release my faith. Whether for the miracle service tonight or all through the prayer and the fasting, I agree. The same way Moses tabernacled upon the mount and returned with the radiance of the glory upon his face, return with the grace to prove that you met God. Return with the testimonies that prove that you met God. Return with the signs, the wonders, the transformation, the illumination. Return with the evidences of an encounter. In the name of Jesus. Let's give Jesus a big hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.